Hey, welcome to
Sticks with Mothers.
Hooray!
Hooray! Hello, listeners.
Hello!
You're now listening to part two of the podcast in which we're talking about kind of a TV utopia. But
we
this
are?
Time, it's going to be nasty.
Ooh.
We're talking about, A, who we'd like to kill
Ooh.
From the television, and secondly, what environment we would like to go mother-loving postal.
Oh, within. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So, starting with individuals, we're going to target.
Are you not saying hello?
Hello.
Hello. There we go. Hello, Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Oh, bless
you. Have you got a list of people you'd like to kill off?
I have, yes. I've written them down and everything.
Looking at mine, mine's actually quite pedestrian and straightforward.
Is it? Well, I think I've got a couple of surprises in mind. Are we doing kill first?
Yeah, let's do kill first.
Right, am I kicking off?
Yep.
Right, I'd like to kill Rosemary in Time.
I never saw that, you know.
It was bloody awful. Whoever came up with the idea of having two women who run a bloody garden centre, who used to be police officers investigating crimes, should be kicked up the fucking arse.
Well, this is Mar Larkin, isn't it?
Yeah, Mar Larkin and her off the good
Kendall?
Life. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, fair enough, Felicity Kendall, we all would have done in the 70s, but there's no need to hang around.
No, and she's not, you know, I don't know, why would they make that? They were detectives, were they?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like, we've done absolutely every other thing that we could possibly do for detectives with their backstories. What else? Is there anything left at the bottom of the barrel? Well, there's this garden centre idea. Fuck it, we'll make that.
Well, there's no more boring place than a garden centre.
Exactly. And all the crimes that are committed, all the murders, are sort of gardening themed.
But you know, just one step up from that might be a gravedigger who's a detective.
Barry Gravedigger.
Bury the hatchet or bury the evidence.
Bury the hatchet. Yeah, exactly. Bury the evidence. It could be set in Berry.
His name could be Dave Berry.
Yeah, Dave Berry the Berrier. And he it'd be like Baywatch Nights, but with a gravedigger. Do you remember Baywatch Nights?
Have we talked about this in a podcast before?
We haven't talked about it in a podcast. I think we talked about it on the site. But I would like to mention Baywatch Nights because I appear to be the only human being on the planet who's ever seen it.
I remember it being in the listings, but it was on ITV2 at around midnight, so...
It was magnificent. There goes a car alarm. That'll add to the ineptness of this this podcast. But no, it was brilliant. It was Hasselhoff solving crimes when he'd finished his duties at the lifeguard station.
How did he sleep?
And he didn't sleep. He was like a robot. It was brilliant.
It sounds actually quite good.
It was. I mean, it was Mitch from Baywatch solving
Mitch
crimes.
Buchanan.
Eh?
Mitch Buchanan.
Yeah, Mitch Buchanan. Yeah. Yeah, it was him, solving crimes. You know, and getting his fair share of the ladies, obviously.
Well, it sounds better than Hollyoaks Nights, which was basically them occasionally swearing and men getting bummed.
Men getting bummed?
Against their will.
There was no bumming in Baywatch Nights. He did make love, though. He made a lot of love.
Made sweet love. Did you see actual boobs rather than just fake boobs jumping around?
No, you didn't see... you didn't see actual boobs, no.
Yeah,
it wasn't. It wasn't rubbish. Just because a show's not rubbish if it's not got tits in it.
Well, it does reduce the watchability by about 50%.
Oh, obviously, I agree. I mean, I would prefer if all television contained tits, even children's television.
I thought you were going to say even children's tits.
No, the children haven't got tits, have they? I mean, this is why I don't understand nonsense. They haven't got tits. What's the point?
Well, no, I agree with you, but...
Yeah, what's the fucking point of that?
Let's not linger on this point.
Oh, no, exactly. I'm afraid I might have to talk about paedophiles again at one stage, but we'll leave that for now.
Yeah, it's just children's tits. That's
right,
what.
So who would you kill?
They're really boring, in fact. They're obvious, but they need to be said.
Yep.
But even though they've been said before, I've got Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
Yes, Gordon Ramsay. Yes.
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 Yes, chef.
Yeah, I think you were the first person to notice this. In fact, I think in the entire world. Yes.
Well, he stopped doing that, and he's kind of turned his tick into a new thing where he punches the flat of his hand.
He does do that a lot, doesn't he? Yeah. I don't know. Can you hear that? That's what he's doing.
So we've got to this kitchen. We've got to turn it round. Yeah. Get it clean. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Like that. And the other one he does as well is just hold his chin whilst having his pointing finger very close to his face.
Yeah.
And he points. Or either that, or he has his palm open, you know. So he has his hand open, but his thumb on the top of his hand, and he'll sit there like that, you know, pointing things out, and then punch his fist. He's a fucking arsehole.
So he uses his index finger as a kind of gun sight when he's shouting at people.
When he shouts at people, and he's a rotten man.
He's just evil. So he deserves to die for sure.
He does. Yeah. I mean, that said, I do find most of his shows quite entertaining.
Oh, come on, they're getting a bit trite now.
I don't know. I mean, I'm still enamoured of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, against my will. Eh?
Even the American ones.
Yeah, the only thing I don't like about the American ones is that he doesn't go back.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just left at a happy ending. Because you know what Americans like? They don't like unhappy endings, do they?
They are all exactly the same, though.
They are all exactly the same. Yeah, it is. It's just the same. Filthy kitchen, idiot owner. He turns it around by doing something involving local produce. It's always the same thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, one episode, a really burly chef called Ramsay a frickin' blowjob. I enjoyed that.
That's not bad. Well, there you go. But I wouldn't miss him. If you killed him tomorrow, I wouldn't miss him. But I do find Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares quite entertaining. I'm not so keen on the F word.
No, God, him and his celeb mates.
Yeah, all eating dinner. The only decent thing about that was Giles Corran.
Yeah, and they got rid of him. I presume Corran must have slated him in one of his entertaining Times reviews. I like Corran because he has a go at his sub-editors, which is always entertaining to see.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I don't like about Giles Corran is he writes about food. I don't see the point of that. That's the sort of thing Pete likes, you know what I mean?
I take the Times on a Saturday, actually.
Do you?
Because I'm very refined.
Because you're posh.
I'm not. But if you read one of his reviews, like most food reviews, he barely talks about food. For one of the pages, he'll talk about his life.
Yeah.
And then he'll just sort of mention the food in passing and give it a great review,
I wish he wouldn't talk about food at all. I wish he'd talk about what Clarkson talks about, you know what I mean? I'd like to know his views on what Clarkson thinks.
Do you know, I actually, against my better judgment, find his Clarkson I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I find his columns actually quite entertaining if you take it in an Alf Garnett sort of way. Is he joking? He must be joking.
Well, I find him incredibly entertaining. I mean, he's one of those characters, you either love him or hate him, like Nick Griffin, the leader of the BNP. He's a very similar example, except in his case, almost everybody hates him, the wob-eyed fat bastard. But anyway, sorry about that. But I like Clarkson as well. And I don't understand people who don't like him, because I'm of that mindset that likes him.
Well, I don't like what he has to say, and I think he goes out of his way to make people like me not like what he has to say, but I think he says
liberal,
what he says.
Liberal, Guardian reading, fucking lefty bastards like you don't like him.
Well, I do read The Guardian, but I read other papers to try and give myself a balance. I'm not one of these people who is dictated to by The Guardian. Let me just get that straight.
Well, yeah, but you are.
I'm not, honestly.
Are you? Well, so you're not like Kerr Pete then, because he is.
He is a bit, and I think he'd admit to that.
Yeah, I think he's actually like Stalin. I don't, you know, I know he's not here, and you shouldn't really stab a man in the back when he's not here, but he is like Stalin. He shares Stalin's views. If he ran this country, we'd all be living in death camps.
And he'd have an enormous, luxuriant moustache.
Yeah, he would, and he'd live in a palace, and he'd be just like all the other extreme socialists in the fact that we'd all be oppressed and under the heel of the secret police, and he'd be dancing.
Anyway, we're getting political, and I think we should get back.
Yeah, I don't want to get political. I don't want to get. So, is it me now?
It's you now. Yeah.
Right. My next choice. I've written. I'd like to kill Big Bird because he showed me the mysteries of the Great Wall of China, and I didn't like it.
How did he show you that? Did they go to China?
Yeah, there was him and that imaginary elephant friend of his. What was that called? Snuggle him.
Snuggle-upper-puss.
Snuggle-upper-puss. Snuggle-upper-puss.
Do you know what? I was reading about Sesame Street in some depth yesterday and really? How they created it and how it became, in marketing terms, sticky in the minds of children.
Right.
Probably not very interesting, but if you've ever read Malcolm Gladwell, do you know who he is?
No. Is he a communist?
No, he's a...
Does he write books about Nazis?
Or? He kind of breaks down marketing ideas and stat ideas.
Right. Are there explosions in his books?
No explosions, just talk of how Sesame Street became popular among children, that sort
right.
of thing.
Yeah, I don't read books like that. I read books about courtrooms, about cops, serial killers, Nazis and sharks.
I think we gathered that just from like 5 minutes of you talking.
Exactly, so I don't know who this man is. But anyway, carry on.
Big Bird wasn't going to be in Sesame Street at first. They only brought him in because they learnt that children need a narrative, otherwise they're not going to understand any episode of anything. If you give them things in 3-second bites, they won't understand it. They're far more sophisticated. So Big Bird is like the gel in Sesame Street. He does try to involve you and make you understand things, and clearly that was unwelcome. You.
It was, yeah, because it was one episode of Sesame Street I really didn't like. It took me out of my comfort zone. Because what happened was, the Big Bird and the elephant, Snuffle, the missus has sent me the name of him, but I've
Snuggle up a cupus. something like that.
Cucumbilicus, or whatever his name was. Anyway.
Umbilicalicus.
Cucumbilicus.
Yeah.
I think that, anyway, him and the imaginary elephant thing. Went to the Great Wall of China, they sang some songs, and it just didn't do anything for me. And ever since then, that episode has stuck in my mind. And really, it shouldn't do, because there was lots of other things on Sesame Street that should have stuck in my mind, but it didn't, because it's all been cleared out by Big Bird at the fucking Great Wall of China. I don't want to see Sesame Street. It's not a real street. But by putting them into the real world like that, it just fucked it up for me. Didn't like it, so I want to kill Big Bird.
Right.
You know, well, I do. And I'd hurt him as well, you know. He'd know he was dying.
You should read this book, seriously, The Tipping Point, because it's all about how they made you understand what was happening in the show. Like, so you were saying that the Great Wall of China information stopped you from learning to spell?
Yeah. And I'd rather have seen the count and stuff like that. You know, number one, you know, all that.
They had a weird relationship, didn't they, Big Bird and Snuggle Up a Puss?
They did, because... what was it? I can't remember. Wasn't he... Even Big Bird wasn't too sure that he existed, wasn't he? Is that right?
Yeah. At one point, he wanted to change his name because he realised that his own name was Big Bird, and that was simply a literal description of what he was. So he spent an entire episode trying to think of a new name, like Roy and Snazzy Wazzy and stuff like that.
Barrio Beef Burgers.
Yeah, Barrio Beef Burgers. And eventually he said, nah, you know what, everyone calls me Big Bird, so I might as well stick with Big Bird.
So fuck it. You see, I don't remember that because I'm so stuck on my memories of Big Bird at the Great Wall of China. It was probably the most famous episode of Sesame Street ever made. The fact you don't remember it, that astounds me, though you could have been too young, I'm not sure.
I did watch a lot of Sesame Street, but anyway, he's dead. We're killing him.
Yeah, I'm killing Big Bird. So who are you killing now?
Well, we can do these two together. Jeremy Kyle and Simon Cowell. We can kill them in one hit.
I can't fucking stand either of those men. I hate them. I hate them more than I hate Alan Sugar.
They're so obvious. I don't hate Alan Sugar.
I hate Alan Sugar.
Well, I think he's a smart cookie.
He's not a smart cookie. Why is he just... A smart cookie does not join Gordon Brown's government at this particular time. That's not smart.
The timing was off.
Yeah, and he might lose his job at The Apprentice for doing it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the Tories and the people in the House of Lords are saying that it conflicts with the non-political bias that the BBC is supposed to have. It does have bias, obviously, but this might conflict.
It
makes no sense to me because, well, one's a game show and the other's advising Gordon Brown. What have they got to do with anything?
Yeah, it's not like he's advising BBC on policy, is he, at all?
No, exactly. So, but I think it's they're just a bit pissed off, so they're gunning for him. But it would be a shame. I mean, I don't like him, but I understand why he has to be in The Apprentice. I mean, he is The Apprentice. Without Alan Sugar, you'd have what? Something as shit as the Donald Trump one?
You'd have Richard Branson sitting there and grinning a toothy grin.
I mean, do you remember there was talk when The Apprentice first was set up in Britain of him being the tycoon?
Really? That would be bad.
One series I would have predicted for that.
Less than that. I'd kill it halfway through like Peter Jones's Tycoon.
Oh, I never even watched that. I couldn't bring myself to watch it. It just looked bloody atrocious.
But anyway, my two are a bit obvious. So who have you got?
Well, no, your two. I think your two are worth dealing with. Because Jeremy Carl's a Nazi cunt who should be shot. And Simon Cowell's just a cunt. Can you say cunt on these? You can't you?
Well, as I just said, C-bomb. I don't know. I think we've got to be liberal with the use of the word.
Have we? All right. Well, I won't use it again. And I do apologise to all those people who find that word offensive. I won't use it.
Lovely.
Even though I have used it. Right, shall I move on to my last one? It's controversial, this. And it's controversial for me. I would kill, believe it or not, Noel Edmonds.
I'd definitely kill Noel Edmonds.
Yeah, but you see, I like Noel Edmonds. I'm one of the only 8 people in Britain who actually like Noel Edmonds.
What is it about Noel Edmonds that you like?
I like absolutely everything Noel Edmonds has ever done, apart from Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
So you like Noel's House Party?
I like Noel's House Party. I like The Late Late Breakfast, and I couldn't see what the fuss was all about when he killed somebody on that.
He didn't kill him, did
Well,
he?
I mean, he sort of killed him, didn't he? Like he killed that elephant.
Not Mel Smith.
Mel
what's
Smith?
His name?
Mike Smith. Mike Smith, his protege.
Yeah, he killed him.
Yeah, he invented Mike Smith.
But he killed that man who
I
did...
I thought... No, Noel Edmonds killed him, didn't he?
Didn't they cut to Mike Smith and he was there and it was his fault?
Oh, right, well, anyway, well... Well, I always thought it was Noel Edmonds had killed. I know Noel Edmonds killed an elephant. You know about that?
No, I didn't.
He shot an elephant. He owned an elephant and he shot it.
Was it too old or something?
No, it was ill, so he shot it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit off. You don't shoot elephants. Not in this day and age, not the Victorian era.
They once dosed an elephant with LSD, didn't they?
Did he?
To see it. Noel Edmonds might have been involved.
Is that a lie?
No, they did once dose an elephant with LSD to see how it would react, and it was an enormous dose, and it did a lot of trumpeting, balanced on one leg, and then keeled over and died. So, no doubt, NTV was involved.
Oh, yeah, I should imagine so. I used to love that, when they'd cut to the living room, and the two people would be there, and then it's, hello, you're on telly, whee! And the look on their faces, it was priceless.
I remember it was once an old alcoholic man who just sat there swearing and couldn't quite get his head around the concept.
Have you made that up?
No, honestly, that did happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had to cut it short because he was just sat there going, what the bleeding heck's going on here?
Oh, that is surprising. I didn't realise that.
No, it wasn't set up. It was for real, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit like one of those great TV moments was when that kid swore at 5 Star on Going Live. That was ace.
Yeah, I felt sorry for the 5 Stars.
Though. I didn't. I was with the kid. I was like that. I watched that live. I was like that, yay, when he went, has anybody ever told you you're a bunch of fucking shit? Like that, I cheered at that time, because I fucking hated 5 Star.
I can't remember a single one of their songs. Systematic?
Systematic.
Yeah, whatever. I think that's the only major one I can remember.
I think, they were touted as the British Jackson 5, but the problem is they had no talent or personality or charisma or anything. They were just awful human beings.
That was definitely overhyping the situation, I think.
Yeah, I was pleased when they all went bankrupt. I mean,
yeah,
you know, yeah, you don't. I don't want to wish it on anybody, but I do wish it on quite a lot of people.
Including
5 Star. I'd like to know that 5 Star have gone bankrupt again, and that they go bankrupt about every 5 years.
Did you mention Banksy then?
But no, bankrupt, not Banksy. I don't know how much money Banksy's got.
But he's getting $100,000 for a piece of graffiti, so I imagine it'd be fun for him to go bankrupt.
Fuck me. That's a lot of money.
I know. For a squiggle.
For a doodle.
A stencil squiggle.
Yeah, isn't he a mystery man? Banksy, he's a mystery. Nobody knows who he is.
I think he was rumbled and he's an ex-public schoolboy.
Oh, is he? What a surprise. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, man of the people. Anyway, should we move? No, I didn't tell you why I'd kill Noel Edmonds.
Well, go on then.
Right, I would kill him because... Have you seen Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
No, is that a Sky programme, is it?
Yes, it's on Sky One, right. Viewers, if you want to watch it. But it's one of those shows... It's a game show, yeah?
Yeah.
And what happens is somebody comes out, they've got a panel of 10-year-old children. They have to answer questions, national curriculum questions from the ages, I think, 6 up to 10, all on different subject, geography, what have you.
This is already too complicated for my brain.
Yeah, they have to basically see if they're cleverer than the 10-year-olds that are sat there. Yeah. But the problem I have with the show is it's even though it's a game show, it ends when it ends. It ends like Millionaire.
Right.
So a gong goes and that's the end of it. And I want to kill Noel Edmonds because I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like the fact that I'm beholden to watch the next episode. That annoys me.
So you would kill him on the grounds that his television program ends too soon?
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit like a stalker?
No, it's not like a stalker. No, it's because he should wrap it up in 1 hour, like Jimmy Tarbuck used to do, or Paul Daniels.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're meant to be professionals.
Well, they are. Yeah, they are meant to be professionals, and the thing is, they're not professionals. Well, he isn't. I mean, he does the same thing on Deal or No Deal, actually, now I come to think about it. No, I don't like him. I'm going to kill him.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy signs of Watch With Mugs, here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep or perhaps masturbate into a cup. Watch With Mugs.
Where would you like to go postal then? Where would you like to kind of invade a set, a TV set, get past the cameraman with some kind of weapon?
I think we can establish right at the beginning this is an AK-47.
Well, it depends. Weapon of choice depends on the location.
What would you use?
Well, it depends. If I was running around the set of Emmerdale, for example, that's not one of my examples. But if I was running around there, I'd probably use a pitchfork.
You'd use a pitchfork? Yeah, but you're not. They're going to wrestle you to the ground. You need a gun that you can keep. You need a gun.
Who's going to wrestle?
You've got to keep your distance.
Who's going to wrestle me to the ground? Alan.
The bloke that plays Seth. Is he still alive?
He's dead.
What? Seth's dead?
Yeah.
When did he die?
I don't know. I think he's Oh, it was recently, maybe a couple of years ago.
Alright, well what about Amos or Mr. Wilkes?
Amos is dead, Mr. Wilkes, I'm not sure who that was.
Molly Sugden?
Dead, I
no,
think.
She's Molly Sugden's off, she's Molly Sugden.
I don't even know who Molly Sugden is.
You know who Molly Sugden is, she's Mrs., you know, oh, me pussy,
oh.
Mrs., oh, I've been up all night with me weeping pussy.
No, that's how you're being served now.
Yeah, are you being Mrs. Slocum?
Now, if I was to run around, what was it called, something brothers?
Grace Brothers.
Yeah, then I would probably use, then an AK-47 would be called in.
But yeah?
Emmerdale, a pitchfork.
But why would you want to run around Grace Brothers, killing everyone? What, you'd even kill old Mr. Grace?
Yeah. Well, no, this is not one of my examples. Shall I give one of my examples?
I think you're a bit of a bad egg.
No, I was just giving examples.
All right then. Sorry about it. Yeah, carry on then.
Hollyoaks.
Hollyoaks. You'd kill everybody in Hollyoaks.
Yeah, in Chester with, you know, in GTA, you get one of those rocket launchers.
Yeah.
What are they called? GP somethings?
Something like that, yeah.
I'd get one of them and I'd blow up Chester.
You blow up, what, the whole of Chester? Chester's lovely.
Well, not in Hollyoaks, it's not.
Oh, no, obviously in the you'd blow up the fictional Hollyoaks Chester, which is just full of vacuous fuckwits.
Yeah, with the most ridiculous haircuts. Yeah, that's what I'd do. I'd go around Chester. I'd go to the dog. Is it the dog in the well, I think?
I don't know. I haven't watched Hollyoaks since Jambo was in it.
Well, I haven't watched it. Yeah, since Kurt and Jambo were in it.
Yeah, it was touted as a youngster's Brookside. I thought, oh, I'll give it a go because I loved Brookside.
Was it really?
And yeah, that's because it was from the same staple. Oh, yeah, stable. I think one of the characters in Brookside ended up in Hollyoaks as the same character he played in Brookside.
Right.
And it was supposed to be the young person's version of Brookside, but it very quickly dawned on me it was dreadful and I never watched it again.
It's just a Top Man advert, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fuck. I mean, from what you only have to watch the adverts. I mean, fair enough. Would you kill all the girls? There looks to be some nice looking girls in it.
Well, there's usually with every generation of Hollyoaks people, there's one attractive girl and the rest look kind of vaguely attractive.
Sort of slightly attractive.
Yeah, if you squint your eyes.
Right, what the kind of woman that Nuts magazine calls a high street honey?
Yeah, before they photoshop them into kind of smooth rendered mutant form.
Yeah, I know the kind you mean. I mean, yeah, fair enough. I'd kill them all. I wouldn't have any objection. I'd let you kill them all. I'd have no objection to that whatsoever.
So, yeah, I'd probably use a rocket launch to do that, just to make sure I did the job.
That'd be messy. I mean, would you evacuate the zoo?
Is there a zoo in Hollyoaks?
Yeah, no, there's a zoo in Chester.
Yeah, but not in Hollyoaks, I don't think.
Oh, isn't there?
Well, you know, we can't mix fiction with fantasy, otherwise we are in danger of dropping off the precipice of sanity.
Right, okay. Well, if there is a zoo in Hollyoaks and it's just not yet been introduced, well, you'd evacuate that zoo. You wouldn't kill all the animals, would you?
I'd build some kind of wooden boat and put all the animals onto that.
Right. I'd leave the spiders in there and the snakes and shit like that.
I quite like spiders. They're handy.
Well, yeah, I don't mind spiders, but a lot of people don't like them, do they?
Right, so you're just being considerate.
Yeah, to others. Not so to the spiders, obviously, they'd get it. And snakes, nobody likes snakes.
So what I'd do is I'd move to Chester, I'd live there for a month, just kind of stockpiling arms, and then I'd build a huge wooden boat, and I'd probably walk animals 2x2 from Chester Zoo.
Noah Swine's Head, that's what you'd be.
Yeah, I'd be Noah Swine's Head. And then I'd take out my rocket launcher, and I'd spell death for everyone there.
Death for everyone?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Right, even the old folks?
There's not many there, but yeah, they'd get it.
Yeah? You just kill them all. Fair enough, fair dues. Okay, well, I think that's brilliant.
Yeah, you'll go.
Yeah, right, okay. I've written here, I would go postal in Coronation Street because I hate the Manchester.
You hate all of Manchester?
I hate the Manchester.
The Manchester?
Well, basically, I mean, people always bang on about Liverpool, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, Liverpool this, Liverpool that. They're sympathy monkeys, etc. The thing is that what I don't like about Manchester is that they're all braggarts.
Right.
Yep. They're all blustery. You look at the Oasis people.
Yeah, I was going to say the Gallagher's leaped to
mind. Yeah, you wouldn't want them living next door to you, would you? It'd be like having chimpanzees living next door.
Well, do you know what? I find them quite amusing. Both
do
of
you?
Them. Yeah, both
what,
of them
like,
are right.
What, like PG Tips amusing?
Not in a look at monkeys sort of way, no. I think they do come out with some good one-liners occasionally.
I think they're monkeys. I think they look like monkeys. And I think everybody from Manchester is like them. And I would go, I would kill... No, hold on a minute. Coronation Street's in Salford, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the outskirts, so Salford would make sense, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'd kill everybody in Salford then, because I don't like Salford.
But Marky Smith of the Fool comes from Salford, and you look exactly like him.
No, I don't look like Marky Smith of the Fool. Marky Smith of the Fool is one of the ugliest men in the world.
QED.
He's even uglier than Shane McGowan.
QED.
What do you mean, QED? I look nothing like him.
QED.
What do you mean, QED? Look at you. You look like a toucan.
QED.
A toucan with gerbils, fucking cheeks, and curly clown hair. Do you know, I was on the bus up north the other day, and there was a girl, a young girl, she was probably about 15, and she looked exactly like you. And do you know what I thought? I thought, poor girl, she's never going to find an husband.
So you were ogling a little girl under the pretense that you were comparing her to me.
I was not ogling a little girl. I'd like to make that fucking plain. I was sat with my missus, who is 30 years old, by the way.
And
sorry,
looking
about that.
At a little girl when you could have been looking at
I was not looking at a little girl. I was staring in horror because she looked exactly like you. And I wouldn't wish that on any child.
Right.
I do not look like Marky fucking Smith.
I feel sorry for Marky Smith because he looks like you.
Eh?
QED.
Oh, fuck no. Hang on, no. I was distracted then. I don't look like Marky Smith.
Okay, but...
I look a little bit like him.
Okay, as long as we can agree that you look a little bit like him, I actually agree with... How are you going to destroy the people of Coronation Street? I think a lot of them deserve to go.
I'm going to gut them like fish.
So you're going to take some sort of machete or a
Rambo
smaller
knife, mate. Rambo knife.
Right.
I think we all know what a Rambo knife looks like, don't we?
Is it sort of... I don't, actually.
What do you mean you don't? Have you never seen Rambo?
I've never seen Rambo.
Well, I mean, there is now a film called Rambo, but the first one was called First Blood. It wasn't called Rambo. Everybody thinks it was called Rambo, but it wasn't.
As you know, my parents were very liberal about what I was allowed to watch. I was allowed to watch Hellraiser and all that kind of...
Yeah, all that.
All that caper. But I think they said Rambo was pro-Reagan propaganda, and it'd probably be best if I didn't watch it.
Jesus. I mean, my mother was a dyed-in-the-wool Tory. To this day, she worships at the shrine of Margaret Thatcher. Mm. And so all I watched as a child was Rambo movies, anything with Schwarzenegger in it. Nazi propaganda films, you know, you name it. I watched all that sort of stuff. I wasn't allowed to watch your liberal films
because
I grew
Arnie,
up in a right-wing household.
In terms of Arnie, I was more at home with Predator than I was with Commando, put it that way.
Well, I think the best scene in any Schwarzenegger film ever made is when he comes home after snapping some necks and his wife's baked him a cake and written "eat shit" on it and throws it at him.
That's brilliant, actually.
It's fucking super. It's one of the best scenes in any film ever made.
Which Schwarzenegger film is this? I always remember this line where he's shouting, "Do it to me now!
Do it to me now!" I don't know. What the fuck is that?
I think it's from
What's
Commander.
He doing? What's the context?
I think he's holding someone over the edge of a cliff or something by their leg.
All right. That could again be Commando, because he eats shit things in Commando.
Yeah.
Commando's got the campest, gayest-looking villain in the world. Not that that's nothing wrong with that, obviously.
Obviously.
Put that caveat in. But the villain's called Bennett, and he's just this guy in a black string vest with a big mustache.
Right.
That's his nemesis in Commando. It's a good film, is Commando, mainly for the eat shit bit.
Yeah, that sounds good. So that's Coronation Street and Hollyoaks wiped out.
Right, fair dues.
Oh, what with mothers? What with mothers? No. Yes? What with mothers? What with mothers? Yes, I will watch with mothers.
I'd like to go on to the set of Question of Sport.
Question of Sport?
And kill all Sue Barker and all her many minions.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean...
What, Tuffers? You'd kill Tuffers?
Maybe, can I spare Tuffers?
You'd spare Tuffers? Well, what about Mark... Oh, what's his fucking name? Matt Dawson. You'd kill him?
Yeah, kill Dawson.
Fuck me. All right, here's a scenario. That on the day you walk in...
Yeah.
Yeah, you've Sue Barker,
yeah.
You've Matt Dawson, yeah. And you've Tuffers,
yeah.
Right? Those are your first targets. You're saying you're sparing Tuffers, but here's the guess. Tuffers has got both of them.
Yeah.
Kill him, would you?
Kill both of them.
You'd kill Beefy. You'd kill him.
For sure.
All right, the other side
Isn't
of them,
he
he's got...
beater? Didn't he beat his wife?
He didn't beat his wife. You're thinking of Jeffrey Boycott.
Okay, sorry, he didn't beat his wife.
Yeah, okay, yeah. If he did beat his wife, shame on you, Ian Botham. If he didn't... We're sorry about that, Ian Botham.
Yeah.
But anyway, right, on the other side of Tuffers, you've got, let me have a thing.
Seaman?
The Nugget, Steve Davis.
Yeah, you see, you're talking pedigree people. They usually haven't got people of that pedigree on there.
Let's say it's a special Children in Need edition.
Davis has got to go.
You kill Steve Davis, you kill the Nugget.
It's not so much the personalities they get on there, it's more the fact that it's the most boring, interminable programme in the history of quiz shows.
Duncan Goodhue, would you kill him?
I wouldn't kill Duncan. He's never on it.
Jeff Capes?
He's never on it. He's not even a proper sportsman. He's a budgerigar rearer.
What do you mean? He was an Olympic shot putter.
Yeah, but not anymore. That's what I'm saying. They're all spent.
All right, yeah. Well, I'm saying that you'd probably end up... You'd probably kill Muhammad Ali, you.
He's not... Look, he's got Parkinson's. I wouldn't kill him.
All right, yeah. So you wouldn't kill him because he's got Parkinson's. You wouldn't spare him because he was one of the greatest boxers the world's ever seen. No, it's because he's got Parkinson's.
Well, he's defenceless.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. He certainly couldn't look after himself like he could in the 60s.
Yeah. Him and Michael J. Fox, I wouldn't lay a finger on. But the likes of David Seaman, even though, he's an ex-Arsenal goalkeeper and I love him for that. He used to be safe and Seamo. Nowadays, without the moustache, without the ponytail, I'm just going to fill him full of lead.
He's not. That's very similar to Nigel Mansell. He's got no mustache, therefore he is not Mansell.
Exactly. He's lost his personality.
Exactly. So is it Samson gets his hair cut off by Delilah?
Yeah, that's
is that
the
right?
One. That's the one.
Yeah, that's what happens to these men. They become not what they once were.
So
I agree with you with that. I'd kill David Seaman, but I mean I agree with you on Question of Sport. And what's most annoying about Question of Sport is, for some weird reason, at 7:30 on a Friday night, there is absolutely nothing else on.
Yeah.
On any channel, anywhere.
For sure.
Yeah, and so unless you're prepared to watch one of your recordings or do something else, I don't know, like have a life.
And you're not on a Friday, are you?
You're not, though. At 7:30 on a Friday night, religiously, you watch Question of Sport, and you always have done.
And you always hate it.
Yeah, and when it comes on, that's what the one show finishes with the lovely Christine Bleakley. Why didn't we mention her in our ideal TV women?
Because we didn't have time to prepare, but she is charming.
She's delightful, isn't she? I bet you if you had a conversation with Christine Blake, you walk away thinking, she was delightful, wasn't she?
You would. I bet she smells really nice.
I bet she does, yeah. I bet she smells gorgeous.
Musky.
Probably a lot better than Adrian Charles. It probably smells a bit like an old carpet, maybe.
Scampi fries.
Like a wet sheepdog.
Crisps and scampi fries and maybe a bit of gravy.
Well, like Gloria Honeyford's fanny. You remember that advert?
No.
It was the best advert I've ever seen. It was in Viz,
right.
And it was for scampi knickknacks, scampi and lemon knickknacks,
right.
And it was Roger Melly, and he came in and he says, "Can you sniff my fingers, Tom?" You know, that producer guy, and the producer goes, "Oh, that smells, that stinks. Have you been sticking your fingers at Gloria Honeyford's fanny again?" He says, "No, I've been eating these new knickknacks." And that was actually officially sanctioned by the knickknack people. Oh, Golden Wonder.
Knickknacks were good, though.
Oh, yeah, knickknacks. They're not anymore, though. They've been fucked about with.
Well, they do that with all snacks, don't they?
Mm.
Anyway, sure.
What were we talking about? Oh, right, yeah, is it me now? Right, I would like to go ballistic with a good old-fashioned machine gun this time.
Right.
Yeah? Maximum damage in Waterloo Road.
Oh, with Morrissey.
With Neil Morrissey, not Morrissey, the racist singer.
No, not with. He's not that racist.
He was racist. Remember, there was an issue. The thing he said about some, and he ended up being a racist for a bit.
Now you sound like a Guardian or NME reader.
No, he was genuinely. He did have a moment of racism. Well, he apologised for it.
I don't think he was actually racist. I think you could infer that it was racist, but I don't think it was straight down the line BNP, you know, kind of stuff.
Well, I chose to see him as further to the right than Adolf Hitler.
Right, well, he's not in Waterloo Road, but Neil Morrissey...
No, anyway, Neil Morrissey off of Men Behaving Badly
and
is
that,
in it.
That Geordie off Coronation Street, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's a black lady who was in... She was in something, anyway. She was quite famous.
Right.
She's quite an attractive... She's probably about 28, something like that. Tina? No. Oh,
another one out of Coronation Street.
Oh, was she in Coronation Street as well?
Angela something.
Yeah, anyway, you'd know her if you saw her. Mm. But anyway, the point is, I'd kill them all.
What, including all the children in
Waterloo? I'd kill all the children.
What would you use?
I mean, a machine gun, as I say. An AK-47, probably Saddam Hussein era.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No.
I'd go in there. I mean, there is a brilliant film about the young life of Saddam Hussein.
Right.
And if you can get hold of it, I would watch it because it's brilliant. You know, I mean, it's not meant to be, but it is. There's a superb bit where he comes running out and he's got a shirt with an open chest and a medallion with a massive moustache and he's wearing flared trousers and he just comes jumping out with an AK-47 in his hand going, "Adaba, yadaba," and just kills fucking everybody. It's fucking superb.
So you wanna...
It's all done in grainy. So I'd want to look like that, speaking Arabic, and I'd just burst onto Waterloo Road and I'd kill them all. Dressed as Saddam Hussein.
That would be a terrorist attack.
Why?
Well, because you're wearing the garb, you haven't explained your actions, and you're speaking Arabic. They're going to take that as some kind of jihadi movement.
Well, I could wear a placard.
What would the placard say?
"I'm not a terrorist." or something.
Yeah, that would probably do the job.
Yeah, if I wore that and I put maybe something on YouTube.
Yeah.
"Hello, I'm not a terrorist. I'm just about to attack everybody in Waterloo Road dressed as Saddam Hussein. But I'm not a terrorist. I'm British. I will be speaking Arabic."
So you're doing it simply because you don't like him.
What, Saddam Hussein?
No, you're doing the murders simply because you don't like Waterloo Road.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, but as long as I could be dressed as Saddam Hussein from the 70s.
Okay.
When he was powerful.
Right, well, my next one is... I've got two, but I've got to choose one because we're running out of time.
Right, come on. Come on!
Well, actually, I might lump them in together because they're all boring old intellectuals.
Oh, right. I think I know where this is going.
So we've got the set of Newsnight Review... And also the individual living rooms featured in Grumpy Old Men and Women.
Right.
So all these boring old farts who used to write columns in newspapers or still do, think they know everything about fucking everything, are all paid opinionists. I'd kill every fucking one of them.
I completely and utterly agree with you. I watched Newsnight Review last Friday. It had Joe Queenan, an old man, and a woman with the worst nose I've ever seen in my life. talking bullshit about rubbish. And I just, I mean, they even discussed the new Terminator film and somehow managed to turn what I assume is a fun knockabout bloodfest for the summer
for kids
into some fucking intellectual. Well, I haven't got the words. You know what I mean? I mean, even I love. Don't get me wrong. I love Joe Queenan's writing. Actually,
yeah.
You know, I mean, people bang on about Charlie Brooker being bloody brilliant. I think Queenan's better.
Well, but, you know, that's the thing. On. Some of them I completely agree with. I even have a soft spot for Will Self, who's quite often on Grumpy Old Men. And
I like him. Yeah. I mean, I'm not so sure with Grumpy Old Men. Grumpy Old Women, I'm with you.
I even like Rory McGrath.
Arthur Smith, love him.
I like all of them, but the fact is they sit there prattling on about stuff I don't care about, and I would like to kill them individually, slowly, fast, I don't care, just indiscriminately.
What with?
Well, see, there's so many there to choose from, it's going to be a complete massacre, so probably like some sort of 80s slasher film, I'd choose a carefully constructed method for each person.
Yeah.
So you want me to go into detail?
Well, I mean, you can do.
Right, well, off the top of my head... A.A. Gill from The Times, again, right. Who I sometimes think can be quite funny.
I like him, I like his writing.
I'd trap his head in a garage door until it crushed in two.
Right.
Do you want another one?
Yeah, Jeremy Clarkson.
No, is he on Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah, he was on Grumpy Old Men series two.
Well, I quite admire his way with words, even though I think he talks a load of shit. I would run over him with a steamroller.
Right. Okay, what about Tom Paulin? Would you pull his gizzard out using hooks?
Stamp on his neck.
Stamp on his neck. Snap his neck. Seagull style.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Love it. Oh, fair enough. I'm in.
Okay. That's right. That then.
That is brilliant. I like that idea. Right, okay, I've got my last one now.
Okay.
I would kill everybody in The Office. The Office, The Office.
What, the American version or the Ricky Gervais?
No, not the American version. I've got nothing against them. They're simpletons, Americans. You can't kill simpletons. No, the British Office people, all of them.
You don't like the sitcom?
I know I do. I quite like it, but I don't like what it spawned.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I'd like to go back in time to the source and kill what it spawned. And I think we know what we're on about here.
Well, what has it spawned?
It spawned Ricky Gervais. And I'm not talking about the funny Ricky Gervais that used to exist. I'm talking about the... shitty Ricky Gervais that has emerged over the years.
Yeah, I know the one.
From his success. You know, to the extent now that he's starring in Night at the Museum 2 and has no integrity or dignity left at all. If he listens to this, I'm sorry, Ricky, you were really funny at one stage. And I am one of those people that did admire his early work.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I know a lot of people were very stuffy about it and all that, but I think he's done some excellent things. But now, I just think, can you go away now? Because you're shit. So I'd like to go back in time and kill him.
He's jumped the shark, to use
that phrase. He has jumped the shark.
I think Flanimals was where it all started to go downhill, because that contains some of the shittest illustrations and some of the most poorly conceived ideas for children's characters.
Well, wasn't it an idea he'd originally come up with when he was 15 or something? And the fact that it was not published until he was massively famous... Well, you know, there's something in that, isn't there?
There is.
You know, if you have to become incredibly famous to get a book published, there's something wrong with your talent to begin with.
Exactly. It didn't really deserve to be made. It reminds me of Jerry Halliwell and Madonna's children's books.
I think a lot of books written by celebrities are fucking appalling.
Yeah, Jonathan Ross he's just had a new one out and it looks pretty bloody awful.
Yeah, I wouldn't even read that. To be honest with you, I'm not interested in what Jonathan Ross has got to say. I liked some of the things Jonathan Ross did. I like his radio show and all that. I wasn't too concerned over the thing. I thought he was a stupid bastard for what he did with that whole Russell Brand thing. But I don't think it deserved to be blown up in the way that it was. But I certainly wouldn't read a book of his, ever.
No, I agree. But if you kill Ricky Gervais back in the days of The Office, we wouldn't have the actually very good sitcom, which is The Office. You'd also kill Mackenzie Crook, who's all right. You'd kill Martin Freeman, who's all right.
No, I would kill Mackenzie Crook because he was in the last Pirates of the Caribbean film, which was nonsensical rubbish.
You'd kill Jasper Carrot's daughter.
I'd happily kill Jasper Carrot's daughter, and I'd kill Jasper Carrot if he was visiting the set that day.
You'd kill the fat bloke who plays Keith, is it?
I'd kill him. I'd kill them all. You know, you name them all, I'd kill them all. And I'd kill him with a tire iron.
There'd be no Jake in EastEnders.
I support. I liked his character. Yeah, I wouldn't kill him.
Right, so he gets off in the same way that Tuffers
gets off. He gets off because I quite like him. Mm. But the rest of them, no, kill them all.
Fair dues.
And I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I know it means we wouldn't have extras, which was quite good as well.
Yeah.
But no, I'd kill them all. Just it's cutting the head off the beast prematurely to make sure that the beast doesn't spawn a bigger beast.
I see a point. Yeah. Because basically you get these things which are a massive success, and then everyone goes on to just do a load of shit. It's like The Young Ones, which, fair enough, spawned Filthy Rich and Catflap, which was probably the best sitcom of all time. No,
I didn't like that. I thought it was rubbish.
Right, but anyway, that's not the point. Moving on. The thing is, after that, everyone just did a load of shit.
They did.
Rick Mayall went and did Drop Dead Fred, which is, it's
awful.
It's an interesting oddity, but it's not a great film.
I went to the cinema to watch that with your brother on the 24th of December, 1991.
Nice. Romantic, was it?
Not really. No, I was in a good mood because I'd just got together with the woman that I later went on to loathe.
Right.
The day before, so I was quite G'd up.
Phoebe Cates in it. She was very.
It did have Phoebe Cates in it. Yeah, who was quite pretty, I suppose. But it was one of the worst films I've ever seen. It was worse than Muppet Treasure Island. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I've not seen it.
Billy Connolly's in it. It's bloody awful. Well, I mean, I've seen some bad films in my time. I mean, I saw one called Inseminoid. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. It's this alien creature on a spaceship in the future who fucks Stephanie Beecham, and she gives birth to a half-human, half-alien Inseminoid.
Sounds really good, actually. Have you got a copy of it?
Well, no, I think you could probably track it down. It'd be right up your alley, and it's got probably the greatest title of any film ever.
Inseminoid. Good name for a band as well.
I got it from a video shop in Grantham.
Well, I might have to go to Grantham on a pilgrimage just to get hold of it.
I also bought, from the video shop, I had to negotiate with the manager, I bought a VHS copy of Bullseye. Do you remember that?
You can get it on VHS.
Yeah. On VHS. I got it VHS. Roger Moore and Michael Caine play two sets of twins.
Right.
It's fucking superb. It's just brilliant.
Okay.
But it's known universally as one of the worst films ever made. It's a Michael Winner film.
Right.
But I love it.
Before we go through your entire VHS collection,
right?
Maybe we should draw a close there.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I think that was reasonably successful.
Yeah, I think we've targeted some people that really deserve to get theirs.
Yeah, to get there, yeah, exactly. Get it fucking killed with a big gun.
Get it fucking killed with a big gun.
Yeah, I think that's what they all deserve, except maybe Jacob of EastEnders and Phil Tufnell, the cricketer.
Yeah, we spare those two.
Yeah, we spare their lives. But I don't agree with your question of sport anyway, but there you go. So anyway, there we are.
Fair dues.
That's television covered.
That's the whole thing covered. That's the end of the podcast. We finally, after two parts and lots of talking shit, covered TV Utopia.
Yeah, TV is now officially closed. We've dealt with it.
Yeah, turn your TVs off. It's done.
Yeah, there's no more TV for you.
Okay.
From Monday, we'll be doing a flan site. We'll be reviewing flans instead.
Just pastries, generally.
Pastries, flans, tarts, tartlets, you name it. That is the future for Watch With Mothers. Or should it be Taste With Mothers?
Taste With Mothers. So see you next week on Taste With Mothers for all your pastry reviews.
Lovely.
This is me, Swine's Head, saying goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Napoleon.
Bye.
Speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They'll watch a rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.